Blog Talk Radio. is what I'm talking about. What's good, y'all? What's good? You have tuned in to another episode of Hood Talk Radio. It's your boy, E-Max, the image man, the coolest host in the world. And no, I'm not hoarse. Just a little bit tired, you know what I'm saying? It's been some long days in this weather. Got your brother a little bit backed up, man. I feel like I got a cold, but I hope I'm not catching one. I sneezed twice, man. It's been a long time since I sneezed, so we'll see how that go. Of course, y'all know you've tuned in to Hood Talk Radio. That intro song was called Jack Jazz, produced by your boy, yours truly. All right, the number to call in is 646-478-0944. Of course, we got some cool shit to talk about tonight, and we will bring it to you. One of the things that I'm going to talk about, and I hope y'all are ready, is Muslims worship Jesus too. Or at least this is what the Quran says that they're supposed to do. They actually call Islam the original and the only true word of God. So what you find in the Quran is actually, according to the words spoken by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, peace be upon him, that the Quran is the true word of God. So we'll get into that one. We're going to get into Don, I think his name was Paul or Raul, whatever his name is. This white man made a statement on CNN about what's wrong with black kids in the black community. And when he gave 5 checkpoints off of things that might be able to help us out. That's funny. But it's not the fact that the white man gave us 5, bullets to work with. It's pretty much that the black community got upset because a white man suggested some things that maybe we as black people should suggest to ourselves. The problem is we get all bent out of shape when somebody else tells us what we need to do, especially when we ain't doing shit any fucking way. So if you got anything that you want to add to, or you want to make comments or take away from, doesn't matter. You can call us 646-478-0944. But why make myself a cup of coffee? And while we get everything together, I will introduce you into a song. You probably heard it before on one of my other shows. But it's that one thing. Okay? So what we're going to do is bring up what you think it is. That's right. He makes the image. My moment. Good talk radio.
Moments in love, love with you, yeah,
you know.
Come and get you. Got my shell and then I'm gonna do anything that you want to. I am gonna make you sweat.
Yeah.
It's the best love you get.
Moment
with you.
What you wanna do?
That's right. That's right. My moment. Your boy, E-Max Damus, and Hood Talk Radio is pleased to be here with you tonight, talking and discussing some things that are important to our survival as a people and as individuals. All right, so you guys are welcome to call in. Don't forget, tonight, it's Poetry Night, Boy and Restless Radio. All right, let's bring Al in. So you got Al right now. What's going on, Al?
Oh, man, I'm doing all right. What about you, brother?
I'm okay. I'm okay. Surprisingly well in this chilly weather.
I feel you, man. Hey, you got such a hot topic, man. I've been reading some of the posts, man. For real, I give you credit for every time you find the truth, man, you throw it out there. So I just wanted to say thanks in advance, and I did want to let you know before I get into that, that you know this morning, and I would like to, for everybody out there who wonders about me getting out there and getting news stories and all of that and being part of the community and all of that, I want to send a special shout-out to iShine Gene Shine. Gene Shine, looking out, I want everybody who was out there mad, from Mayor Frank Jackson to, you know, everybody out there, congratulations, Blaine Griffin. I want Mayor Gary Norton in East Cleveland to say that iShine Gene Shine from BIC, Big Manufacturing, said on June 13th of 2000, and I just want to put it out there, for 2011, iShine Gene Shine said, Al Porter, go out there and give the city of Cleveland, East Cleveland, and everybody else hell, break the truth down, go to where it is. So if anybody has any problems, go talk to iShine Gene Shine. At least the world will put me out there on the mission, and he gave me a talking to and said, get out there and do it on June the 13th of 2011. So one of these days, I'm going to have a party for him, because because this morning, myself, Ward 10 candidate, Donald Walker Brown, and Don Bryant, we went down to City Hall. They tried to sneak and have a little meeting. And see, they didn't expect anybody to read up on that meeting. Nobody did a video on it or anything, but I want to let people know real quick that beware of the ordinance. Ordinance number 845-13, authorizing the Director of Public Safety to enter into an amendment to contract number 66975 with the Cleveland Clinic Foundation to authorize the Cleveland Clinic Police Department to enforce city traffic laws, parking regulations, and traffic directions, and control on the properties encompassing Lutheran Hospital and Fairview Hospital, and to grant, here's the kicker. Now, they already have those rights, but they wanted to grant full police authority to Cleveland Clinic Police Department officers while on duty and in uniform.
Wow. That's
so
crazy.
So that
so you don't
is...
have more. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say this. So they want to give them the authority, the Cleveland Clinic Police Department officers, while on duty and in uniform, on the Greater Cleveland Regional Transit Authority Health Line corridor buses and platforms, so they can run up and do what they need to do up and down the suburban, urban area, not the suburban, but the urban areas. That's better. The urban areas, not the suburbs, but the urban area, predominantly black east side, where you have that Euclid corridor. Now, it's important to note that they could already issue tickets or misdemeanors, but now they... And Chief McGrath, the one that we're so hot and heavy after, decided it would be a good idea, because that means Cleveland Clinic Police would be able to, quote-unquote, write felony tickets. Now, people who live in that area will tell you, Cleveland Clinic already pulls over a lot of black motorists. They're known to run up in houses and kick down doors already. And unlike the Cleveland Police Department, when you file, you know, against the Cleveland Police Department, you know that they, what the kind of lack of sensitivity training they have or what have you, but you have a chain of command. There is no chain of command that people would know who to report to should a Cleveland Clinic police officer do you in. And it would only be during peak hours. Now, wait a minute. That means when they have to interact with a lot of the young people and other adults to work and from work. So that, Donna Brown was getting ready to speak. I was getting ready to speak because, you know, Gene Shine, my agent, he allowed me to get out there and, you know, he wanted me to go after him. So from now on, I'm going to put it out there and say, Gene Shine, he wanted me to go after him. And then, of course, Don Bryant, and instead of them going on and talking about it, they chose to table it until September and maybe have a community meeting or two. So around September 16th, that'll be the time for everybody to get out there. But like we wanted them to know, you talk about Trayvon Martin situations, well, you have officers that is systemic failure. Anytime the Cleveland Police Department can't handle their own and they have to go to the outside, that means there's some real problems going on.
Oh, yeah, and you know what, and that's what I was getting ready to mention, because really not only are there going to be more publicized Trayvon Martin issues because of that, you can see it right now. I don't see, you know, truthfully, it's sad to say, but they're pushing a lot of their officers, and they don't understand. They're pushing these officers. They're pretty much giving them the green light to get their asses killed. Sooner or later, the people, and I put that word in quotations, are going to get fucking tired, man, of this bullshit. I'm serious. Eventually, you're going to have some martyrs. You're going to have people that put their lives on the line for these things to, you know, for, you know, at least by everybody acting like they don't know what's going on, for somebody to stand up and say, what the fuck is wrong with our city, that, you know, here we have elected our officials and these son of bitches decided to start meeting behind tables and back doors to pull strings and shit like this that the general public doesn't even know about. Because I'm personally one of those that when the Cleveland Clinic police cars get behind me, I try to hit my brakes so they can run into the back of me. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I'm like, motherfucker, you ain't no Cleveland police officer. Why are you, you know, profiling me or following me down Chester or Carnegie? Because Cleveland Clinic owns a whole lot of property that way. And because, I guarantee you, a lot of those officers that have been relieved from duty going to get rolled over. They already have to RTA.
Yeah.
And, you know, just like the Scene magazine hired a lot of people that the plane dealer laid off, so can all the other entities in the city hire law enforcement. So pretty much, if you own the Cleveland Police Department and you got infractions or, you know, you got excessive, you know, abuse for your power or whatever shit on your record, you don't got to worry about it, because the union president ain't going to do nothing but contact his buddies at the hospital. They put so-and-so on your squad, and that'll give us some police presence, you know, within y'all unit. So, of course, there won't be nobody to answer to, because it ain't nobody over them. It was actually, in the beginning, it was a hired security force, the Cleveland Clinic, and they decided to buy that contract, which makes them their slaves. So whenever you sign a piece of paper, say you work for somebody for a little bit amount of money, a certain amount of money, you become their indentured servant. And we don't understand that. So if the boss tells, if Gene Shine say, Al, go out there and hit him over the head, that's exactly what you're supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? So it's a pattern, man. If people don't believe that we're moving into a police state, faster than they thought we would be. Y'all fucked up.
True.
Y'all fucked up. I don't understand, you know, what's going on with the people. Okay, and I put that word in quotations too because it not only includes black people.
Mm-hmm.
It includes everybody. It includes white people, Puerto Ricans, Mexicans, Chinese. But you know, how far do you think when they run out of black people to harass, they got to go up the food chain. Who do you think is next? You know, a lot of people not paying attention to what the fuck is really going on. Outside having a big ass fence around the city, we got invisible barbed wire fences all around our neighborhoods now. They don't even understand. People ain't paying attention. It ain't just the state troopers. The state troopers come in because they training. You know what I'm saying? Security guards and officers that got laid off from the police department and this and that and other. Now, unfortunately, for some of those who had to go to prison, they got to go to prison.
Right.
Those are the ones that got wrote off. But the policies that's being handed down started at the president. These are some of the things that we voted for, people.
Right.
We elected Barack Obama to be our president. Yeah. These are some of the things we elected for. You know, he said himself, out of his mouth, if you want 100% security, you have to have 100% surveillance. And in order to have 100% surveillance, you have to have 100% cooperation. And when you don't have 100% cooperation, like the old Roman emperors and kings and Constantine and Alexander the Butcher and the Annihilator, you know, they all decided, let's force our policies and our laws on the people. Thus, we have law enforcement. All right? So it's not about you voting on something. It's not about us, them bringing anything to our attention, especially when now the entire system is based on the continuity of government. You know, and that means how fast can we shift into a military state and declare martial law so that we can already start. We already killing people, but we need to kill more people, you know what I'm saying, faster. Because the Georgia Guidestones say the country got to have, let the world has to have about 500 million people. So there's a lot of people got to be killed, and trust me, according to the Bible and according to the Holy Quran, when God comes back to claim his own, everything that has been taken from his chosen people will be restored to them. So, if you want to look back at history and you understand it, every time a black or an Africanoid civilization started rising to power, whether you call them a tribe, places in other countries, right here in America, right here in Cleveland, Ohio, in our city, in our wars, in our neighborhoods, you know what I'm saying? It's an attack. There is an actual attack. I've seen fucking undercover officers run up in black establishments up and down the main streets in our neighborhoods like they're selling dope out of there or something. It's a lady doing braids or whatever, and they just went busting in her door, four or five cars deep. She got a shop on Buckeye. And they kicked the door in and ran straight up in there. I don't know what happened, what went on in there. But, you know, it didn't look like it was nobody in there except her and the girl whose hair, you know, she was braiding, and they just, and it's been going like that. First they started, and they stay at the little state store right there on 116th from Buckeye.
Wow.
They stay in there because they know on Friday nights it's busy. So they go in there and harass people, you know what I'm saying, getting off work, getting their little liquor, whatever, playing their lottery, whatever, they harass people. Now, they don't harass people sitting at the drive-thru at Rally's Hamburgers. They don't harass people sitting at the waiting to go to the ATM at Huntington Bank. Okay? They don't mess with those establishments. Let's just call it that. Established. They don't mess with those. Nobody. They don't roll up in Dave's parking lot. And you know, force people out of their cars. They don't run up in what's that one right there on 116th Tops? It's not Giant Eagle. They don't run up in Giant Eagle. They don't run up in Little Caesars. You know what I'm saying? They don't run up in the Chinese hair store either.
No.
No, they don't.
No.
But you let they run up in the Arab store in a minute. And the only reason why they run up in Arab stores is because they know only black people shop there. So sorry, Arabs. You know, y'all guys are just, y'all wanted to move into our communities, and now you subject to the same shit that we are. But the ones that are not are the ones that, you know, the police, you know how you walk up to the store.
Yep.
No damn police to be on duty, full guard with the riot gear on and a skull hat. Walkie-talkies everywhere, 9 o'clock on his hip, and he walking around in the Arab store. You know what I'm saying? You don't see his police car nowhere, but he walking around in the Arab store. So you trying to tell me that the Cleveland police made it okay for their cops to moonlight now with the Arabs? Why? You can't go into Parma.
No.
Into a mom and pop store in Parma and see a police officer. Only in the black neighborhoods. And the thing is that they've been moving to contain us. And I swear, nobody paying attention. When did they come up with the law that when I pull you over, I'm going to take you out of your vehicle, stick you in the back seat of mine, and while I'm writing you up or checking your stats, my partner is tearing your motherfucking vehicle apart.
Yep.
Okay, so it's like an automatic detention. You might have a tail light out. You might have one of your bulbs missing on your license plate, but that stop is going to turn into a search.
And
see, the difference is nowadays is either legal on the book or is illegal, but because they have the authority to do so, and they have crafted the legality, they have crafted ways to legalize it by getting you out of your car. And that's messed up. Because in order for you to say, well, am I being detained or am I being arrested, the only thing they have to say to you is, get out of the car. That begins the escalation of your problem.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, gone are the days, and I'm telling you, I've seen it. Gone are the days that the fucking police pull you over, and you don't have to get out of your car. And you hand your information over, that you ask the officer, did I do something wrong, or what's the problem, officer? Their response will be, I'm asking the questions here. I need for you to step out of your vehicle and follow me over here. Why?
Right.
You can't even ask why no more. And just like you sitting in the back of that fucking police car, you can't get out. They closing the door on you. They tearing up your vehicle because you got a bug that's out. You know what I mean? So we really being rounded up each and every single day. Every law that they passed was basically a law that we voted for when we voted to put one of them slimy motherfuckers in office. Period. And so, just like when we reported on this shit last year, how it starts at the top, and they want to start doing their little, taking their shit and ideas and everything, and they want to start it at the bottom, which is the local communities. And based on the performance of how it goes down in the local communities, it gets reported higher up. They call it success when they enact these policies and, you know, change these codes in order to make the illegal activities legal Because as long as they follow the rules that they made, then it's legal. But if they decide to look at things from a constitutional standpoint, then it becomes unlawful. And so how do we get around the Constitution? How do you get around the Constitution? You get around the Constitution by creating a law based on an individual entity. All right? Cleveland Police is an individual entity. It is no longer part of the public sector because Cleveland is a corporation. All you got to do is look at the signs on the city. Corp limit. Corp limit all over the highway. And so all of the plans that the higher-ups decided to enact, instead of it going from the top down, they started it in the local municipalities just to see how fast it would move itself upward. And because the poor people don't really have a means to fight back, and we really don't have a voice to express ourselves, of course, we are the first ones targeted. We crashed his dummies all over again. You know, I was listening to a guy yesterday, white man, and he said, how and what do you do with all the slaves that you don't need no more? What do you do? Okay, a lot of people, I didn't understand where he was going with that at first either, until he said this. When a country has more workers than it needs, when you have more people that's ready and willing to work and you have jobs available, that is called unemployment. Okay? Once you have filled the positions that you created to be, you know, outstanding, and you got this mass, you got thousands, if you can only hire 1,000 people, but you got 10,000 people, you know, that are looking for work, that can and will work, but you only giving up 1,000 jobs, what do you do with the rest of them? They're on unemployment. And so when the unemployment budget gets to be, it starts combusting through the seams, you know, what's the next measure? We got to get rid of some of these workers. So what do? You turn them into criminals and you penalize them. Every time the unemployment numbers rise, which means that there's more people ready and willing to work. See, they don't look at it. They don't report it as, you know, we only got 1,000 jobs and we got 10,000 people willing and ready to work. They look at it from the standpoint of there's 10,000 people not working.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth of the matter is that, and I don't even know, man, if people remember, but, you know, the government is pretty much watching all the employers. And if you hire too many people, if you hire too many of the same types of people, see, remember how we was going through this thing, you know, when the states and all of this was going through this thing where, you know, we had all the jobs that we need. We just didn't have qualified workers because everybody had felonies.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The states started setting up measures that as long as you could get your record expunged or you didn't have no violent felonies and this and that, another, that it was time for them to start loosening their belts on that. Because there were so many people, black, white, Latino, Puerto Rican, Asian, Chinese, everybody. There's so many people in this state alone that got felonies. They had to say, wait a minute, we got to start hiring some of these motherfuckers with felonies. And then all of a sudden, the budget went crunch again, and we ain't got no jobs now. So everybody is becoming felons.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is becoming felons. So that's how you kill the economy, for one. And secondly, that is what you do with the workers you don't want to put back to work. There's all kind of shit going on out there. All kind of programs that can help people find jobs, man. They shut them all down. They shut it all down because they don't want people to work. Even the white kids is feeling this shit where their parents was able to pay for their fucking college. Now everything that went up 10%. And them college kids are starting to feel it. You know? We got a caller. Let's bring them in. I think the second time they call. So let's see if they want to chat with us. 216-205. You on with E. Max and Al Porter Jr. Real Talk Radio. Who's this?
Oh, no, man. It's Mr. New Life, man. That's who it is.
Mr. New Life. What's going down?
Mr. Make a Bundle. That's what it is. Obama joints.
To the store. Because by the time you sign the contract, Yeah, you done bought a $700 phone. Man, you know, I went on eBay. I was showing this man today. And, Al, while I'm thinking about it, Maury told me to tell you what's happening.
Oh, man, I appreciate that.
He told me to tell you what's happening. Yeah.
Got it.
Maury has a Samsung 3, that brand new Samsung phone. It's about a year old now. And I looked on eBay for his phone because he was trying to figure out whether he should sell it privately or put it on eBay because he basically tied up the contract shit. So I kind of broke down the mini phone or the no contract phone where you can still buy an iPhone or a Wi-Fi, you know, get you a smartphone or whatever for a couple hundred dollars as opposed to $8 or $9. So he didn't know how to use eBay, and I told him how to go on eBay through his phone. Man, he looked at the phones that he has from eBay. I don't know how much he paid for his, but a used phone, a used Samsung 3 on eBay, so far the highest bid I saw was about $400. Yes, $400. Now, they went down to about $250, but that's when you start talking about cosmetic damage, cracked screen, you know, that kind of shit.
Yeah.
And they still want $200-$300 for them phones. So, yes, it's called bend over, and I don't have any Vaseline.
Right.
No. Those, just like them Jordans, just like brand new tennis shoes, when they come out, before they sell them to the mass people, they sell them to the idiots who got the money to pay for them to have them before everybody else. So they done made their investment money back with the fools that got to have the Jordans or the new phones, you know, and all of that. That's probably cheese and all of that stuff right away. So they can walk around with their status symbols out there and kick off the whole inflation gamut. Because if didn't nobody, just like right now, if people stop spending money on that $3 and $4 gas shit, what make you think the gas stations would charge $3 and $4 for a gallon of gas? They wouldn't.
Yeah.
They wouldn't. So people, listen, why do you think all the automakers are a lot, most of them, they're not only making little bitty cars that don't burn nothing but a drop of gas, they're also still making these big old huge gas guzzlers. Why? Because people can afford them.
Mm-hmm.
People, it costs to be comfortable. In order for you to be comfortable, you got to have a vehicle with room in it. And to get a vehicle with room in it, you're going to have to spend a little bit more money.
Yep.
So because you got a little bit more money to spend on that bigger vehicle, you're spending all your money. All your damn money. So it's really just, you know, the actual cause of inflation is why things cost the way they cost. And at the same token, what we dealing with is you can only buy this and you can only buy that. Slowly but surely, if you think about it, if you caught the news the past couple of days, all of the drugstores are starting to tell the girls, well, if you ain't 18, you can't buy fingernail polish or fingernail polish remover. Yeah. All because you got a lot of white people out there making mobile meth labs with the fucking fingernail polish remover. What kind of shit is that? So, of course, the black people is going to pay for the white folks and they meth labs and they paint sniffing and all of this and all of that. It's going to turn into more and more and more security measures. But you ain't going to see no black people in jail for no meth labs and none of that shit, because we ain't going to be in jail for having a fucking roach in our ashtray. Having a beer can, the top to a beer bottle under the seat. Not the beer bottle itself, but just the top. Oh, you got paraphernalia. See, if we can identify everybody in a particular community, you know, how can we do it without people knowing it? Huh? Put them cameras on the back of the police cars and don't tell everybody what they for. You know what I'm saying? They got cameras on either side of the back of the police cars, and all they do every day is take pictures of everybody's license plates and send it to a national database. That's it. You know, so we got to be careful and see. And I'm glad that Donna Walker Brown is getting out there and getting in their faces. I'm glad you getting out there and getting in their faces and y'all team, because they have to know that, remember when the crack game was going on and all the dealers used to tell everybody the streets is watching?
Yep.
Well, somebody needs to tell our elected officials that the streets is watching. And they also need to be told that just like we killing off each other, you motherfuckers can lay down too. Because there's one thing they forget about people who don't have no value for life. It don't matter who they lay down. It's always come down to it's you or it's me. And the police know that, because they put us in that position.
True.
Law enforcement put the people in that position where it's you or it's me.
And
a misconception about our law enforcement officials is that they're not human. They believe they're robots and don't bleed. What they don't understand is that a lot of people know what the fuck a double tap is. A lot of people know what two to the head means. See, a bulletproof vest don't cover your head. That little piece of glass shield that comes down over your helmet ain't going to cover your face. It's just a wind blocker, so you can see. But if a motherfucker aim and put that bullet right there, you think it ain't going through that plastic shield? There's some shit out here in the neighborhoods, and we hear it every time it's a holiday. There's some shit out here in the black neighborhood, and we hear it every time the neighborhood go quiet. See, the neighborhood is just like the wilderness. You know, there's motherfuckers that are scared to go in the woods when the sun goes down. And there's a reason. And it ain't people. It's them animals. And so that's how they look at us. They look at us poor people like, oh, don't go in the poor neighborhood. When the sun go down, the animals. Gunshots, police cars, ambulances, people screaming, kids crying. I mean, where else can you find a whole neighborhood of kids out playing in the middle of the night and they got to go to school tomorrow? Where? Only in the poor neighborhoods, man. Only in the poor neighborhood. So we got to, we have to stand up. We have to say something. And that right there is going to bring me to the next topic. But before we get into that, we're going to take a musical break right quick and play one of the most controversial songs that we've had in our city in a long time. This one here, 137 Rounds, Hood Talk Radio.
Reloaded poetry. Reloaded poetry. Reloaded poetry. Reloaded poetry. 137 shots from 13 cops. Reload. Take it from the top. 13 cops, 137 shots. Reload. Time to make it stop. RIP Tim Russell, Melissa Williams. Casualties in organized cop killing. 12 Caucasians, Anna Zimmerman. I'm in a Latino. I'm sorry, man. Hold up, black cops are about to get mad.
Yep,
cause you working right along with the Klan. Black Shield, the black police, the officers. Why y'all ain't condemning racist cops? Cause a black cop will shoot us down on sight. So they do the job as racist white.
Yep.
Police Patrolmen Association try to inflame this hot situation. Union president is Jeffrey Fulmer. Ball redneck, he has a way with words.
Get in here.
He said the cops did a good job.
For real?
Yeah, he's right, they did a good job killing. General Donna Brown, she broke it down, demanded apologies from the clown. Then Reverend Twan jumped in it quick, accused the union of talking reckless. How can I break it down? Put it in the rhyme, cause I was there, huh? On the front line. 137 shots from 13 cops. Reload, take it from the top. 13 cops, 137 shots. Reload, time to make it stop. Here's the reason police keep killing us. We're too busy keeping our mouths shut. Let's tell the truth about what this is. Murder, massacre, modern day lynching. Our life, it doesn't mean nothing, man. Gun down over bad mufflers in a pop can. 25 minute chase through two cities like they were hunting blacks in slavery. Cleveland cops stole those cowards. They ain't right. They wouldn't chase nobody through Pepper Pike. Since police roll like beasts in the Cleveland streets, they bum rushed Heritage Park in EC. 137 shots from 13 cops. No gun or shell casings found on the spot. The mindset, the example starts at the top. Let's see how Frankie Boy dealt with the cops. Mayor Jackson, his quote about the killings. We need to care about the cops' feelings. What? Hold it, Frank. Wanna start a riot? So Art McCoy looked the mayor eye to eye to represent the people and make it clear. You don't solve it, 013, you out of here. Now it's time for a reloaded break. Once again, once again, once again. Now it's time for a reloaded break. So let's count it off. 10, 20, 30, 40, reload. 50, 60, 70, 80, reload. 90, 100, 110, 120, reload. 130, 137, and you know, reload. Local prosecutor to prosecute cops. This is a bad joke that y'all need to stop. Our prosecutor, name's Tim McGinney, but our cops endorsed his candidacy. Yep. Our own monitor and self can't trust it. Bring in the U.S. Justice Department. Let me break it down like this to everybody. 372 cop cars in a fleet, but only 19 have dash cams.
Sad.
They don't want us to see.
Nope.
Peace.
Don't have a kid until you really want to.
or can afford it. But stop having babies before you get out of school. All right? Now, those were the five directives that Mr. Don, shout out to the black people. What was fucked up about it was that Russell Simmons' rich ass decides to, you know, use it as an opportunity to put himself back in some type of limelight because he got so much money, he ain't doing shit. And that's the way they want it. They'd rather have a rich nigga sit down and be quiet than to open his mouth and try to turn around and help his people.
Right.
So here he is in the same position as Spike-ass Lee. You know what I'm saying? Every now and then they got to open their mouths and say something stupid.
Right.
Now, the reality of this whole scenario is this. Every time somebody that's not white, every time somebody that's not black or not Hispanic says something what we consider negative about our people, we get all twisted and turned out of motherfucking shape. Do you know, and here it is to everybody in the black community, here it is to everybody in the white communities, here it is to people in the poor communities, here it is to everybody that feel like acting like you black is cool. Black people, we're going to start with the fathers. Yeah, you like to work out. You got a weight bench in your garage and shit, and you and your homies sit around and lift weights for 3 or 4 hours a day to get all big or swollen up so that the girls of the community keep looking at you. Now, you got a girlfriend or you got a wife at home, and you old enough to be considered an elder because the young dudes call you old school. All right? You walking around with your motherfucking hanging up from under your motherfucking jeans that hang down under your ass and you in your 40s. Pull your motherfucking pants up. You grown-ass man. All
right?
Pull your fucking pants up. Put your motherfucking belt on. And as a matter of fact, put your motherfucking t-shirt on your black ass. Don't nobody give a fuck about how many muscles you got, you stupid motherfucker, because you didn't graduate high school, bitch. Your motherfucking ass got 9 kids out here. You ain't taking care of none of them. You standing in the welfare line just like the rest of your homies wearing do-rags in the middle of the fucking summer. Black men, if you older than 20 years old, pull your motherfucking pants up. Put a belt on. Now, I'm a motherfucking black man. I'm telling you this. All right? Black girls, put some motherfucking pants on your ass. Stop walking around with your fucking drawers on, okay? With your ass hanging out like that's fucking cute. That's trifling. The only bitches that used to walk around like that is prostitutes. And they don't even do that shit no more. All right? What happened to the ladies? We got all these motherfucking bras that's acting like dudes. Where are the girly girls? Where are the women at? Okay, we got a whole lot of bitches in our community. Where are the fucking girls at? Where are the ladies? Put on some pants. You gonna wear a dress? Let it come down to around your knees. Well, I got to see everything you got to offer the next motherfucker that get a chance to lay down with you. What happened to the element of surprise? The imagination. What happened to that? You leave nothing for me to think about. You're showing it to me. You got 6 motherfucking baby daddies, because every motherfucker that walk around looking like Future, or it used to be Tupac, but now it's Future and 2 Chainz.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And Drake and all of them motherfuckers. And now you got 6 babies by 6 niggas that sold dope because they riding around in a big-ass green truck with 28s. And they smoke Kush all day. So you just said, that's the motherfucker. That's my man. You stupid-ass bitch. That motherfucker going to be in prison before you get a chance to have that baby you stuck with now. Okay? Black women, wake the fuck up. Now, when a white man say the shit, everybody get turned all up, all upside down. But we don't say shit to each other. That's why it offends us when other people put our dirty laundry out there to hang dry. We ain't wash it. The shirt got wet, so you hung it up. It smelled like funk and musk because you've been playing basketball. So instead of washing that motherfucker and washing your ass and putting on a clean shirt, you hang it out to dry. So that, and because we ghetto as fuck and won't say, hey, take that stinky ass t-shirt down, I can smell it coming through my window. We talk about it. That old raggedy motherfucker next door hung his damn nasty stinking ass basketball t-shirt up on the clothesline outside, and now we smelling it coming through our window.
Right.
We won't say nothing. We won't tell our kids to pull them damn pants up. We won't tell our kids to quit walking around with their motherfucking shirts off like they tough. You know, what the fuck is sexy, man? What is sexy when you poor, when you broke, when your jeans is dirty as fuck because you done wore them 4 days in a row, but you going over your cousin's house this weekend and ain't nobody seen you in that outfit. So it's new to them, but it stank. You know, motherfuckers growing dreadlocks and they ain't taking care of them. They ain't washing them. They ain't greasing them. They ain't oiling them. They ain't doing none of that shit. They just want to look like 2 Chainz and Lil Wayne in Future. You know what I'm saying? I listen to the conversations with some of these motherfucking kids out here, man. And, you know, we always say, where the fuck does this generation come from? Well, I got an answer for that, too. Grandma, take your old motherfucking ass in the house. What the hell is grandma doing riding her granddaughter around at 10 o'clock at night chasing down these niggas? Why? What the hell is grandma doing out at the bar hanging out with her granddaughters? What the hell is grandma doing at her granddaughter's birthday party? What? You ain't regulating shit. You didn't regulate that motherfucker when she was growing up. Don't come to her motherfucking birthday party and hear one of the rap stars singing Fuck Bitch Goddamn and say, ooh, that music. That music. Grandma, when you was in your 20s and your 30s, you was bending that ass over too for somebody. All right? It's a whole, and Al, I hate to say it, I watched the shit at the Glenville Festival. I call them gray heads. What the fuck is somebody grandma walking around with booty pants on for? Her ass ain't even popping. It's fat, but it ain't popping no more. It's running down the back of her leg, and it look nasty coming out from up under them booty jeans. And she thinks she hot. And the only reason why she thinks she hot with her red weed and her 70-year-old ass hair is that some motherfucker who was thirsty, some thirsty ass nigga in his 30s and his 40s who ain't got shit, ain't trying to have shit, said shit, I'll fuck shit out of grandma. So now grandma thinks she 20 again and she got that 20-year-old attitude like she had when she was 20. But her motherfucking teeth and her hair is falling out. But she still got, I got me a young man. Them is the motherfuckers is the problem. There's another problem. Grandpa, why the fuck is you out there smoking crack, motherfucker? You used to work at GM. Now you work at Bob's shop. You ain't got no retirement. You done smoked it up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you ain't doing shit with your kids and your grandkids. Oh, fuck it. Now I done lived my life. So you gonna throw it away getting fucked up every day? That's what's going on. You know, then you had those motherfuckers that had to do 10 years, and they got out 10 years ago, okay? And now we're seeing the effects of all of those motherfuckers that did hard crimes and had to do 10 or 20 years. 10 or 20 years ago, they finished their sentences now, and they getting out thirsty. They don't know nothing about no motherfucking DVDs and CDs and flash drives, and they've been in jail for 20 years. They've been in jail for 10 years. Half of the shit that's out now wasn't out 10 years ago. and you've been in jail for a very violent crime for 10 years, and you think you're going to get out of prison and find a fucking job? You're kidding. You've got to be fucking kidding me. Are you seriously putting an application at CVS and you got out of jail for murder? Get the fuck out of here, man. They ain't going to hire you. They'll put you in the soup kitchen at the Salvation Army. That's the only kind of job you're going to get. And because of shit like that, these motherfuckers say, man, I'm looking at all these motherfuckers running around with these brand new phones I ain't never seen in my life. I got to have one. I mean, there's a lot of things that we don't think about. Now, if I was a white man talking about the shit that go in the black community, my phone lines would be blowed the fuck up right now. Oh, you racist white motherfuckers. But I'm black. And I'm telling y'all right now, the problem in the black community is that everybody wants to smoke Kush. Kush and Coke 45. Coke 45, Kush and candy paint. Crack. Notice that everything start with a hard C or a K.
Right.
K. Kush, crack, candy paint. Kush, crack, candy. Ku Klux Klan. See, we've been saying Ku Klux Klan, but it's Ku Klux Klan. Found that out. Doing a little research on them. Didn't know. And this is what I really wanted to talk about, y'all. I'm sorry, but a lot of the issues that we face here in our community, it comes from a national level. But we're facing it because we're a major metropolitan area. So, of course, you know, they're going to implement a lot of this shit to us. Let me see. President Barack Obama is steady fighting for his lengthy detention policy. I mean, if we think you a fucking terrorist or whatever, if you think too hard or you say the wrong words, we can come and get you and lock you up without charging you with anything, having you see a lawyer or anything indefinitely. And they pushing for that shit. That's the reason we have FEMA camps. And you remember when everybody was like, oh, man, no such things, no FEMA camps, la da da da. They all over the place now. The country got about 3,800 of them. And they're building more. They're building more. What was it that we was gonna talk about? We talked about the pants and the white man telling the black people, okay, take your ass to school, nigga. Stop fucking laying around and hanging out with your friends playing video games all night, getting fucked up, and you can't get up in the morning and go to school. That's why your ass is stupid. That's why you ain't got no job. You don't even know how to fill out a fucking application because you didn't pay attention to the teacher. You know, they got all kind of fucking schools out now. Even Magic Johnson said, if you want to be a dummy and you want to be stupid, you don't want to do nothing you supposed to do, come on down to my Dreamscape Academy. I'll help you be a dummy. It's like, okay, you don't got to go to school no more. You ain't got to do nothing right with yourself. All you got to do is you decide you want to drop out of school. If you want to be stupid for a while, it's okay. Because when you're ready to get your shit back together, Magic Johnson got a school for you. It's called Dreamscape. So you can go to Dreamscape and get your life together after you decide to fuck it up for a little while. It's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, just like it used to be, not okay to have to get a GED. But now,
yeah,
it's okay. They don't even ask you if you got a high school diploma no more. They say you got GED. Nope. You have to say, I got a diploma. Oh, like, oh, so you went to school. So it don't mean them. It don't mean shit. And the biggest thing I want to tell everybody, and I can't really get into it like I want to, but how far do we have to go before we open our eyes and understand that we have been lied to and deceived since they came up with this thing called religion? I'm still reading this Quran. I'm still reading this Quran because just in the first little bit, the first few pages, chapters, whatever, that I've read,
they are Christian. Muslims are Christian. It's in the Quran. The man who gave me this Quran, who said he read it from front to back, never saw the motherfucking page where, you know, the Muslims and Islam said that it's the true word of God. Okay? Islam. This is what the Quran is saying. All right? It's also saying that they revere Jesus. They honor Jesus as God. Okay? We didn't know that. Because everybody talks just the opposite when it comes to Muslims and Christianity. But, of course, according to Muhammad, peace be upon him, when we say Jesus, peace be upon him, we're supposed to say Jesus, peace be upon him. Just like we say Muhammad, peace be upon him. You know what I'm saying? There's a difference between God and Allah. But for the sake of translation, okay, they explain that to you. Because we don't know what God is. We know what Allah is, but we don't know what God is. They use Allah in the Quran just as much as they use God. But the difference is that the Muslims decided that the Christians and the Jews are being disobedient to God, meaning they talk the talk, but they don't walk the walk. You know what I'm saying? And it goes to break down how Jesus, you know, how he was, how he was dressed, his mannerisms, what he did, how he wouldn't eat pork. He wouldn't eat no animal that you had to kill to cook. All right? Yeah. All right. These facts are coming to me from the introduction of the Quran, because, you know, we don't have an introduction in the Bible to tell you how to read it to get the best possible understanding out of it. But in the Quran, it'll tell you. Start from the back and read your way forward. And the only reason why that, and we had to, it came to light, is that on the other side of the world, they read from right to left. We read from left to right. And the further west you go, I'm sorry, the further east you go, like the Chinese read from bottom to top. Some of the Middle Eastern countries read from bottom to top, or top to bottom. So we all mixed up around here. And I think it's just to confuse the masses. You can't have everybody driving on the same side of the road. You can't have everybody reading the same direction. We don't even speak the same language. So if I tell you something in Aramaic and you're Arabic, you ain't going to understand what I'm saying. Just like if I'm Mexican and you Puerto Rican, and though our syllables and things sound the same, you may not understand what I'm saying, but to my benefit. So if I say guala guala to you, and I mean give me that money, and you say guala guala to me, and that means okay, you understand I'm saying you give me that money. So when I stick my hand out and you say what you need, I'm like, I just told you to give me that money. You say, oh, because you didn't understand what I said. And people bank on the fact that there are differences in our languages, in our religious practices, and our skin color. That's the only difference. People are people. Don't matter where you at, you got thieves. You got robbers. You got rapists. You got drug dealers. You got doctors. You got lawyers. You got teachers. You got students. You got little hot-ass Indian women walking around with their asses hanging out, naked up under all them clothes. And a lot of Indian men know she's a freak. There's freaks everywhere. You got freak white ladies, freak white men. But no, when they do shit, it's okay. It's all a part of their corruption. This is where they came from. It's white life. But when black people do it, or brown people do it, anybody else do it, it becomes a crime. All right, so what I need for y'all to do, you don't have to believe nothing I say. I'm only reporting to you the things that have been given to me. And I believe they're given to me because I'm willing to open my mouth and say something. So I'm telling y'all right now, I haven't gotten into Judaism yet, but I'm going there. Okay, soon, very, very soon, as soon as I finish reading this Quran, because I'm reading it like a book now, not like a holy book. Because if it was a holy book, why all the confusion? In one place of the Quran, it says, go back to the first commandment that the Creator gave, which is, I shall have, you know, serve no other master but God before me. All right, and then you have Jesus. But Jesus don't got the same power as God, and yet scriptures teach us that he is God manifest in the flesh. He can't create anything. He can only do what God allows him to do. He only has the power that God anoints him with to do a specific task. So right now, with all the shit that's going on in the world, if God don't say Jesus gone down, Jesus can't do shit. People don't realize that. I didn't realize that. But this is what's in the Quran. On one page, it'll say Jesus the Almighty, the most merciful, this and another. Then another page, it'll say, but he's just another messenger. He was anointed to be the divine messenger. And truth of the matter is, you don't get to hear about Jesus in the Quran until you read about Mary. Then you read about Joseph. Then you read about Jesus. And it's very, very, very surprising that Islam claims that the only reason why they separated from the Jews and the Christians is because they continually disobey God by changing his word and taking the word and making it comfort food to be able to do what they want to do. This is why you can be a murderer. And Dr. Ray Hagen said it like this. If you just believe and have faith that Jesus died on the cross for your sins and he rose again the third day, if you just believe that, you shall be saved and eternal life is yours. All you got to do is believe that. So, he is quick to forgive. So one day you ain't got no money, you born in church, you know this lady sitting next to you, she keep her purse wide open on the seat. And every time you look in it, she look like it's about $1,000 sitting right there. So one day you go and you decide to take it. So you take the lady money out of her purse and you get up and you walk out to church and then you go home and ask God to forgive you for what you've done. And according to the word in the Bible, all you got to do is believe. And your sins are forgiven. And guess what? You can walk away from robbing somebody with a clear conscience because you got faith that Jesus is going to forgive you of your sins, not just for one, but for eternity. So his blood spilled so that everything you do, you will be forgiven for it, not just for now, but for all eternity. Now, if I go and stab a motherfucker, am I forgiven? Couldn't be. You know why? Because if you go out there and you stab a motherfucker, you're going to jail. You're going to pay that price. You're going to pay that price. Now, if you was forgiven, and you asked, Lord, forgive me for stabbing that motherfucker, but he had something I wanted. So the Lord going to forgive you for that because Jesus climbed up on the cross and shed his blood. For our eternal salvation. So whatever you do, if you're 7 years old after you accept and believe in Jesus and you hurt something and you kill somebody, all you got to do is say, I'm sorry, Lord. And he going to forgive you. But let's not forget, the state of Ohio ain't so forgiving.
That's true.
We don't care what Jesus said. Your ass is going to jail. Take all of that shit in consideration. Take it in consideration that the more and more and more that I've been studying, I'm finding that everything is being blended, and it has been, because I did not know Muslims worship Jesus too. They're Christian. They're Christian. And it's right in their book. It's right in their holy book. We are basically Christian. So much in the Quran is just like the Holy Bible. It's just the use of words. The way they talk in the Quran is like you talking to somebody plainly, whereas in the Bible you talking to a preacher. Okay, Muhammad always abased himself, whereas Paul and Luke and John and everybody act like this. I was there. I saw the miracles.
when they wasn't. So what y'all need to do, check the Quran out, read it. Read it, compare it to the Holy Bible, and you will see that you can go ahead and convert over to Islam if you want to. You ain't doing nothing. You're still a Christian. You can go on and convert over to Judaism, and you're still a Christian. All right? Because they basically live by the Old Testament, but you got the Old Testament, you got the New Testament. Here's something else I found out that I did not know. That the Quran is considered the last testament. Didn't know that. Just like I didn't know that most Muslims are Christians. Didn't know that either. So it begs you to wonder what the fuck is going on in our world. We can't worship the way we want to. It's all a fucking lie. They think they're worshiping somebody else. But the truth of the matter is, they still worshiping the same God we told them to worship. So y'all got to wake up. We got to be a little bit more vigilant about what we say yes and amen to. You know what I'm saying? Don't forget your vote. It's just an opinion. But look, Al, we got about 3 minutes, man. You want to say something before we get out of here?
Oh, wow. This coming Friday night, the Foundry, right on Lakeshore. It's, of course, the Where's the Beef, the sequel, and that will be, of course, the performance CD release for that and featured on the 137 remix and all of that. It'll be going on this coming Friday. And the reason that I feel it's so nice is that it looks like our own Hood Tools Radio will be live in the house. So that's a beautiful thing right there. That's a beautiful thing. The Swish Fam, GBS Entertainment Live Concert, and Where's the Beef Release Party. So, you know, I'm looking forward to that.
All right, let's have some fun. That's what's up. So y'all know what it is, man. This is Boy Max Damage. We got Al Porter on the line. We also got Cheese in the house. And we are here to hood talk to you. Pay attention to what we're telling y'all because the shit is going down. It's going down. Anybody that want to be part of the movement, all you got to do is contact myself or Al here at the radio station, 646-478-0944 on these appointed days. Monday nights, we got Al Porter Jr.'s Man in the Streets from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. After tonight, we have Talk Radio from 9 to 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. And on Friday and Saturdays, we have Hood Tunes Radio from 8 to 10 Eastern Standard Time. So you guys can catch us 4 times out of the week. So there ain't no excuse. No excuse. Yep. But like I reported, we will be at the Foundry this weekend for Hood Talk Radio. Excuse me.
Yep.
Hood Tunes Radio, live broadcast. And we're going to get it in. So y'all know what's up, man. We're going to get back with you. Hope to hear from you on Friday. I love what you know. It's important to me what you understand. And I hope that you take the time to do a little bit of research on your own and check it out. Like I always say, you ain't got to believe me. Just check it out for yourself. I guarantee you, it'll be a whole nother world to open up unto you. Even all you preachers, close that Bible up and read something else. You might find something new to preach about Sunday. Got one for you. It's your boy, Max the Image, man. And we out of here. We're going to let these few seconds ride on out with this one here. Against the Grain. Hood Talk Radio.
Yeah, see, they ain't ready for us. I was watching Roots today. Thinking about folks that can't say no.
Some things in life will never change. Some things.